Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Tes, Menachos 9. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the statement from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah had said, Kamatz b'smol pasol, that if a person, if the Kohen who's doing the Kamitza does it with his left hand, it is disqualified, that the Kamitza is disqualified. Indeed, the Gemara says, what is the source for this statement? How do we know that Kamitza with the left hand is disqualified? So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, the Amar Kra, that the verse states in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 17, Vayakrevis amincha vayimalei kapfo mi mena, that he brings the mincha close to the altar, and he fills up his hand from the mincha, and so that shows us that the kamitza is coming with his hand. Kaf ze ini odeh mahu, I don't know which hand he's using it, whether it's the right hand or the left hand. However, when it states by the mitzora kashu omer al kacha kohen milog hashem and viyotzak al kafa kohen hasmalis, when it says that the kohen who is pouring the oil onto the mitzora, he pours it viyotzak al kafa kohen hasmalis, there it says specifically that it is supposed to be done on the left hand of the kohen. So we see from here specifically by the mitzora it is done with the left hand, but with in general kol makom shenemar kaf einu ela biyamin. In general speaking, whenever it says the word kaf, that does not mean the left hand, but it means the right hand. And indeed, the Gemara has discussed this also on Daf Ches Amud Beis, where there Rebbe Elazar says mincha shekamatza behechol is kashera. That there Rebbe Elazar says that if you do the mincha on Daf Ches Amud Beis, Rebbe Elazar said if you do the mincha in the hechol, then that too is going to be kosher. And what's our source for this? Shekematzinu basiluk bezikin, because we see that the bezikin, which is corresponding to the kmitza of the mincha, the bezikin, the removal of the levona from the shulchan, is also done in the sanctuary itself. And the Gemara there had said, where do we learn that from? And the Gemara had said, we learn that from the verse ve'avial b'nei Aron ha'kohanim v'kamatz misham milokum tzo, that the verse states in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, that you take the kamitza, and there it says the word misham. And Ben Becerra had taught that what do we learn out from the word misham? Minayin shim kamatz besmol, that if you've done the kamitza with the left hand, yachzer v'yikmotz b'yamin, that you're supposed to go back, and that Ben Becerra allows you that even though you've done a kamitza with the left hand, you're allowed to go back and do the kamitza with the right hand. And we don't say that the kamitza has become disqualified because you did it with the left hand, but you can go back and do it again with the right hand. We see from here, Tamalomar v'kamatz misham makom shekamatz kfar, meaning to say that even though you've already done a kamitza with the left hand, it's the whole mincha has not been disqualified. You can go back and do it again with the right hand. And we see from here a further proof that the kamitza must be done with the left hand, but if you have done it, it must be done with the right hand, but if you've done it with the left hand, you can go back and at least do it with the right hand. So we see from here the basic concept that the kamitza has to be done with the right hand. And it's not only with respect to the kamitza, but all the avodas, all the services in the temple, must be done with the right hand, with the exception of the certain specific things, like we saw with the mitzvah, where it needs to be done with the left hand. And so therefore, we have a general principle that if the kamitza is done with the left hand, it is disqualified. The Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Samach Alf Amud Alf, there it clarifies that when a person puts his shoes up on in the morning, a person is supposed to ideally put their right shoe on first and only afterwards put on their left shoe. So we see from here, this is based upon our idea that all the avoda, when we do our service, it's supposed to be done with the right hand first. So too, when you're putting on your shoe, it must be done with the right shoe first. And this tells us that when we're getting dressed in the morning, we're not just getting dressed, but we have to have the consciousness of how we're getting dressed. Be conscious that we should be putting our right shoe on before our left shoe. That we're basically being aware of the fact that our daily activities are kind of like the Kohen serving in the temple, that everything we do must be done with sanctity and service of Hashem. And so therefore we should be thinking that I'm going to live my life like the Kohen lives his life, and thereby I'll actually give precedence to the right hand and the right foot over the left hand and the left foot. So too says the Gemara in Shabbos, that one who is washing themselves when they're bathing should bathe with the right hand first, or the right side of their body first, and only afterwards should they wash the left side of their body. Or so too when they are anointing themselves, when they're putting the anointing oil on their bodies, which is a way of cleansing They should also put the right side and then the left side, and they should begin by doing the top of their body first, and only then doing it on the remnant parts of their body. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that the reason why he writes it in Siman Beis Sifka and Hey, that we find in the Torah that the right side is more chashav than the left side. And so we see this by the Metzora, that it says Boeing Yad Virego of the Metzora, we have to take the precedence of the right over the left. And that is what our sugya is saying. However, the Dark Emosha says that he writes in the name of Rabbeinu Avraham Prague that when it comes to bathing ourselves, he says that the oilam is not medactic on this, that the people are not careful about this. And he says so that this is something that it's nice to do, but it's certainly not the lach. And indeed, that's what the Magen Avraham says. So what's the reason why the people are not careful with respect to bathing, but we are careful with respect to shoes? So the Matam Yehuda says that the reason is because the shoes, in those days, the shoes were something you put on every day, but the bathing was something that they didn't do every day. And so therefore, that which they did every day, that we have to be careful about it. But something that happened on an irregular basis, that we weren't required to be careful about. So that's the reason why he says the Dark Emotion says not to be careful. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, and so too the Ben Ish Chai, writes specifically that this Braisa is something that we should take seriously, and we should try and be careful to put our right before the left. And even though nobody is saying that this is an absolute matter of black letter law, that if you don't do this, you're a sinner, but this is an important way of bringing our spirituality, bringing our consciousness of Hashem Yisparach into every single action that we do on a daily basis.